Welcome to the Rob and Kale Show. Rob Sanders.
Now, I'm not doing anything flashy, Daddy, but I'm getting results.
And Kale Hall.
The biggest and the best looking is right here. It's been your pleasure.
The Rob and Kale Podcast.
I'm not ashamed.
And that's how we start the Rob and Kale Show tonight. A little classic wrestling promo inspired by my co-host this evening. Of course, Carolina Jackpot. Jackpot, what is up, sir?
Not much. Just watching the end of this ball game. Looks like Buffalo is trying to make a game of it, but I think it's too little, too late. So looks like we got our Super Bowl set in a couple weeks.
We certainly do, and I'm not gonna cry a lot of tears tonight. America's team is not playing, but I'll just have to deal with it, sir.
So the Braves aren't in the Super Bowl?
No, but America's team's the Packers. We've talked about this. Fuck out of here.
Okay.
Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to go over tonight. We weren't going to do a show, and then we decided we'd do a show because we had two things come up that are actually pretty big. So we'll get into that in a moment. But let's thank our sponsors really quick here. That is, of course, Callaway's Bar and Grill out in West Columbia, where I was watching the Packers game today and got hazed by everybody else that was there. Apparently, everybody's a fucking Tom Brady fan. I think that's what I learned today. yeah, so there's that. They are the best place to get some wings. And you can play some trivia on Saturday night. Shout out to Jerome Pruitt. And, of course, Clipboard Jesus showing up to trivia last night to play. Appreciate those guys coming out to say hello. Trivia is on Saturday nights at 8 o'clock if you want to join us for that. We also have, from DNC Trucking and Transport, Fireside Chats with Uncle Jackpot. Very, very pertinent information this evening. Jackpot, what do you got?
It sucks to be a Gamecock. Rashad Fenton made a big play today for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's great to see him grow once he leaves that shithole in Columbia. Gamecock fans do not get to claim him after the way the coaching staff treated him. Remember, it sucks to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
That message courtesy of Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking and Transport. Remember, the last time that Rashard Fenton put on a Gamecock uniform, the coaching staff hung him out to dry and basically told him, get the fuck out of here. That's kind of what happened there. So let's make sure we keep all that in check because my Twitter feed lights up earlier. Oh, former Gamecock, Rashard Fenton made a play. Yeah, you weren't really thinking that when Muschamp was dressing him down like he was an 8-year-old. So there's that. Yeah, I'm vicious tonight, aren't I, Jackpot?
Yeah, you are. You getting out up there.
All right, so a couple of things we'll get into. You want to do Rocker first or the Tony Elliott? Which one do you want to go with first there, Jackpot?
Let's go with Cocker. As the Chiefs get down the victory formation, something the Gamecocks haven't done since 2017.
Uh-oh. All right, well, Jackpot wants to
I discovered something also. Then two tonight, and that is we do watch-alongs of games from now on. Live feeds. Excuse me. If I use my iPad, if I watch that instead of my TV, it's a good 30 to 45 seconds ahead of the TV. That's weird.
Very weird. All
but
right.
It is.
Well, Rocker leaving the this guy, what a shit show this guy is, Jackpot. I mean, he left two programs in 2 weeks and now he's gone to the NFL. What an idiot.
Well, I mean, who can blame him for taking an NFL job? I wonder why. What kind of character of individual are they looking for in the NFL?
Right.
I mean, do they not, I don't know. Do they not delve into the, to someone's goddamn it, to their damn employment history? Do they not pull their resume and see what they've done? Do they not see that this man packed up the Ford Pinto, left Columbia in the middle of the night just like 2 weeks ago? And
with no notice. Let's make sure we put that out there. He didn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
He just said,
no notice.
Fuck it. I'm out.
Yeah. No notice. Quits the job. So, I mean, is that the kind of people that they hire for a professionally run organization? I mean, I don't know. I mean, that it makes no sense. It seems like to me there's probably, I don't know, at least 300 other good candidates that they could bring on. But
well, speaking, and he's going to the Eagles, right?
The Eagles, yeah.
Well, there's another note with that was out there. Deuce Staley has asked to be released from his contract. Apparently, he's gone. He's going to leave that shithole. So, congratulations.
But he don't
to
want
him.
To be around him.
Yeah, he don't want to be anywhere near Rocker. That's probably what it boils down to. That's some funny shit right there. But yeah.
Well, they just hired a new coach. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, is he not going to fit in with the plans? Is that why he has to be released? I don't know.
And I'm not trying to troll here, but why wouldn't they give Deuce Staley an opportunity to be the damn head coach? Look at some of the head coaches around the NFL right now. You got a bunch of shit dicks running around the NFL right now as head coaches. Why not give Deuce Staley the opportunity? I mean, he really wanted that job, I'm sure. I don't get it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he can't be a head coach at the college level because he doesn't have his degree, but he can be a head coach in the NFL without a degree.
Hmm.
Is that?
I don't think they line you up and say, hey, you can be a head. You need a degree to be a head coach in the NFL. That I don't know.
Well, I don't know why you have to have one in college either. Fucking stupid.
Yeah. Well, Muschamp has a degree. Remember that.
Well, then that's living proof right there. Kids, make sure you stay in school. Because if that idiot can get a four-year degree from an accredited university, anyone can.
Yeah. All right. Well, you want to go on to the Tony Elliott saga? Because that's
sure.
That's funny. All right. So, Clemson fans checking out this video. There's some Tennessee fans over there watching, too, I'm sure. There have been several reports that Tony Elliott is going to be the next new head coach at Tennessee. And, you know, it's all over this, and everybody's like, oh, well, he's going to Tennessee, and that's going to happen, and yeah, that's going to happen, and blah, blah, blah. According to several sources that I absolutely trust, Tony Elliott has not even been contacted as of tonight at 10:11 on Sunday evening here by the University of Tennessee. So everyone that's putting that stuff out there, from the people that I know and that I trust, the people that are my sources, it's all bullshit.
Well, that's what I saw there from your boy, David Hood.
Well, yeah, David Hood had that out there too.
Not sure what his position is in the Clemson sports media. I don't know if he's the New Springs reporter or if he's just, I don't know, Dabo's secretary. I don't know. But anyway, he says the same thing that you said, basically, that they hadn't even contacted him.
He has not been contacted by the University of Tennessee. So all of these folks that are putting stuff out there right now, you know, he may be being considered, but they haven't talked to him. It's simple as that. There you go with that. I mean, so the thoughts of Tony Elliott leaving Clemson are pretty much out of whack. And you know what?
So,
I don't know why he would want that job.
So it's all just due confirmed.
You know, there may be floating weather balloons to kind of put Elliott's name out there to possibly hide who they're going after. But as of 10 o'clock this evening. It is Tony Elliott leaving Clemson to go to Tennessee. They haven't even made contact with him yet. So the internet wins again, ladies and gentlemen.
Shout out to Caroline Rick over there on YouTube. He says Muschamp finished his degree at the University of Phoenix. I thought it was Virginia College. ITT Tech.
Yeah. Oh, that
check him out too. Caroline Rick puts out some good videos over there on YouTube. He needs to get some more subscribers. Yeah. Because he don't have but like 100 subs, but he put out a video the other day, and I saw it, and the son of a bitch had like 30,000 views on it, which is crazy. He needs to be able to make some money off that.
Yeah, you got to have 1,000 subscribers. It's really hard to get 1,000 subscribers. You can put out great
Caroline
content.
Caroline Rick.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. But it took me forever to get to 1,000 subscribers over on that was when I was just doing the scratch tickets. But at the time, you could monetize videos, I think. You didn't have to have 1,000 subs to do it. But good Lord, I had them monetized, but I wasn't making nothing off of them. Yeah, I made like $10 a month, and shit, it took me a year to get a check for $100 from them. It wasn't until I started doing football stuff that it really took off. But then, oddly enough, Scratch Video is the one that has the most views on this channel.
It's almost
200,000 views on one video. I wish we could get one of these to blow up like that. That would be awesome.
We're going to get there because, and I'm not trying to be arrogant, but we put out good content. And we have a substantial audience that continues to watch us, and the right
we do.
Happen.
We do. We're good people. We are good people. We're truthful. We're honest. We wear our mask and we use our goddamn left and right turn indicators.
Exactly. How many references to Jim Cornette can we fit into one damn show? Because that's
I think at least no less than 69.
In honor of Matt Miller, and to prove that I am a capitalist, Matt Miller says with a super chat, $10 Spurs up. You've never heard
Spurs
me say
up.
That. Never heard me say that before, have you?
Spurs up. Hashtag welcome home. Thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you for the super chat this evening. We appreciate you, sir. Anyway, like and subscribe to this show. If you're on Facebook watching the Tonys, the Lisas, and all that, go over and like the YouTube page. We're on a quest for 10,000. When we get to 10,000 subscribers, we're going to do a big, huge raffle. All you have to do is be in on the show on the night that we do it, and I'll tell you when that is. You will get an entry into every Robin Kale contest for a year. That's a savings of, what, $80? Look at that. And you'll get a Robin Kale T-shirt saying you were one of the first of the first 10,000 subscribers on YouTube. So we will have that, and whatever the hell else I can come up with, we will. We're on a quest for 10,000.
Savings of $80. You talk about clipping
damn right.
A coupon.
That's the big budget for this program, sir.
What's up, Brandon Kuhn?
Brandon Kuhn, watching the show.
James Thompson over here on YouTube says Jack Tripper for UT coach. That might work out if he hadn't died about 10 years ago, but thank you. It's a consideration.
One other thing, too, that we can get into really quick here. I posted this on my Fox Sports blog, and I forgot to send it to Jackpot. Apparently, according to several reports, there is South Carolina is completely done with Will Muschamp. What I mean by that is that he agreed to lower his buyout a little bit, and they paid him $12.9 million on the last day of 2020. Apparently, they wanted to get all of their fuckery out of the 2020 at one time and not carrying it into 2021. So the idea, it saved them $2.1 million, something like that, $2.2 million. And Muschamp is paid and off the books. So, Jackpot, congratulations. You are not paying Will Muschamp to be a shithead for you anymore.
Well, of course he took that big payoff because he's a money-grubbing, pencil-neck fuck. But on the same token, he's a dumbass because he just cost himself over $2 million. Fuck it. I would have took the damn mailbox money every week.
Yeah, but I think the way the contract was set up is that he can't, if he went somewhere and coached and got more than a set amount of money, then it would void all of it. So he could take another job this year making $600,000 as a secondary coach, let's say, and he's still pocketing that 12, and he keeps his name in the coaching circles. That's kind of I think that's what's happening there.
So if he didn't agree to that and he got mailbox money for 4 years and it was like $15 million. So if he took a job as a secondary coach making whatever you said, $600,000, would they just take the $600,000 off the top of his money that he would get from South Carolina? How does that work?
I'm not sure. I just know that would, you know, the math works out better for him in theory if he wants to continue coaching. Now, I don't know what jerk-off team is going to come and get him. He has been seen around the Georgia stands or the Georgia football facility. I'm just throwing that out there.
Let's just say suffice as to say he fucked this program in the ass without the common courtesy of a reach around.
I think that's a very valid point, sir.
I mean, you ain't gonna. You can get rid of his name. You can pay him off. People cannot even speak his name. But his stank is going to be evident for several years.
And the sad part is that. And Gamecock fans have to be patient because, you know, Beamer's going to have to deal with that stench for at least 2 years. It's going to affect the recruiting classes for that long. So, and I'm not even, and once again, I'm not a Gamecock fan at all. I want you guys to be competitive, but, you know, but fuck Muschamp forever. That guy is an absolute disaster, in my opinion, and shouldn't be anywhere near a football program. He is terrible. Just terrible.
He is. Good Lord.
Yep. Tony says advisory role at UGA is always possible. Brandon Coombe with a valid point here. He's the most winning Gamecock coach in his first 3 seasons. We should not forget that, Jackpot.
Don't forget that. Yeah, he won't let you forget it either. He brings it up every press conference, too. Normally, after he's getting his ass handed to him by the reporters for dropping a game to a team that he should have beaten. That's how that normally works.
Well, let's be honest, though. A lot of the people that cover the South Carolina football program, they don't want to ask Will Muschamp the tough questions. But
you know, I thought it was hilarious a while ago when it was 38-21 Chiefs, and Buffalo had what the hell did they do? Oh, they got that onside kick. And they were going down there trying to score, trying to get within 10. And you saw, what was that, 4 minutes left, and they were in that damn hurry-up offense.
Right.
And ultimately, they ended up not getting – and ended up getting a field goal, which I wouldn't have went for. I would have just went for the end zone. But whatever, fuck it. Doesn't matter. Point is, I was thinking to myself, man, if this was a Will Muschamp, Mike Bobo team, and that team, instead of the Chiefs, if that was Florida Gators – They would be in the damn 8-minute offense. They would be running the damn thing up the fucking middle right now.
Stop the presses for just a moment. Brock also brings up a great point here, and I'm going with Brock. I think Brock is an honest guy. He says he also has the most losses in 3 years as a head coach at South Carolina. That may be true. Shout out to Mishi watching us saying she was pulling for my Packers today. My Packers sucked a dick today. That's the only term that I can use. If you told me at the beginning of the game that they'd pick off Tom Brady 3 times, I'd be like, we're winning by 30. And then they fucking lose. So it sucks.
I don't think he's got as many losses as Brad Scott had from 96 to 98. but maybe. I don't know.
We can make up shit because he made up shit in the press conferences. Oh, this guy's not hurt, but he's actually hurt.
He lied all the fucking time. He lied like it was going out of style.
Yeah,
he lied like his next lie would be the last lie that anyone would ever be allowed to tell.
I'm not laughing at you.
I mean, he lied.
The way
so much
you delivered that was perfect.
Like you were conditioned to believe the opposite. That's how much that motherfucker lied.
Oh my God. Some people still defended him, though. Some people still think he's a good coach. Not joking. Some Florida fans, I was reading the other day that there were some Florida people that follow me on something or another, and they were like, man, he if you'd have had a little more time at Florida, he might have done something. Yeah, okay, fucking.
Yeah, they're that's been a long time ago. They're dull to it now, you know.
They're pretty steady.
They're dull to it. They tasted success under Darth Vader. So the stink of him is washed away. It's long been washed off in the Atlantic Ocean. So they look back on it and they don't remember it as God dang with as much disdain as they would have, you know, 3 years ago.
All right, quick note. Let's thank our patrons really quick here. Lawton Swan, Thomas Dana Young, Stacey Hamp, Keith Harrelson, Jamie Phillips, Tabitha Sims, Robert Knight, Positive Mike, Lisa Sister-Harkins, Jeff Pritchett, Christian Young, Eddie Hicks, Sally Donegan, and Melanie Bookhart. We appreciate them. Also, we're going to take calls for a couple minutes tonight. We're not going to go too crazy late tonight because Jackpot's got shit to do is basically what it boils down to. But
yeah,
you can call the show, 803-470-2905, 803-470-2905, if you want to join the show. We're going to open up the phones for about, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes or so. So there you go with that. But something we're going to talk about Wednesday, Jackpot, is someone put out this thing about the... The toughest schedules, and we'll get into that. Tom says, how do you join our Patreon? I'll have to send you a link. It's generally in the podcast. I can put that in the... I'll start putting it in the YouTube link, too. But the Patreon money pays for our StreamYard service that we use, which costs a good bit every month, and stuff like that. So that's kind of where that goes, but... you're welcome to be a patron for $1 or be like Positive Mike that sends $10. So all kinds of good stuff there. Anyway, we'll get into that because they were talking about strength of schedule for next year. It's kind of crazy with all that, right, Jackpot?
Yeah. Talking about strength of schedule for next year.
Yeah. We just wrapped up the season, but we'll save that for Wednesday. So, there you go with that. By the way, can I confess something to you, Jackpot? I confess to you guys here. Is that all right? Will you take my confession, sir?
Let me get my little collar adjusted here, and I'll sit in my little... Yeah, go ahead.
I'm about fucking done with this Clemson basketball team. They make me want to pull my motherfucking hair out. How in the fuck did we get down to Florida State?
Man,
and get our
you ain't got that much
cut
to pull out again with, but
God damn it! I'm watching yesterday, and I'm watching the game, and it's like we can't defend the three. It's fucking insane. It's fucking insane. So I don't know what the fuck is going on with them. Terrence Oglesby joins me this week, former Clemson Tiger. I'm gonna ask him because he knows more X's and O's than I do. And I'm going to ask him point blank, why the fuck can't Brad Brownell get his shit together? Because I blame these losses on him. The last two I blame on him. Virginia, I get, you know, you're out of 10-day layoff, what the fuck ever. But the last two, I mean, getting throat pumped by Georgia Tech on the road. Are you kidding me? Insane. Insane.
Yeah, well, I mean... I don't know. To be fair, looking at South Carolina's game yesterday, I mean, it looks like they put up a pretty good effort offensively.
Yeah.
Gamecocks did. Seventh Woods, why is he starting? I don't get that. I mean, he contributes nothing. But, I mean, they put up, 89 points? But, God dang, I mean, they defensively, they're fucking terrible.
Clemson's got the same problems. So, and it looks like Frank Martin's on the sidelines hoping he catches COVID again so he doesn't have to watch his fucking team. I'm serious. That's the look I get from him. I mean, I think he's a great coach. Don't get me wrong. But, man, he just looks like, damn, like he's completely not with it. It's crazy.
Over on YouTube, I won't give him too much airtime. Clown Town Retard says Isaiah Spiller is way better than Kevin Harris. I'm not sure who that is. Is that a used car salesman? I don't know. Is that CJ Spiller's alter ego?
No.
I don't know who he's talking about.
I mean, do you really not know who he's talking about, or do you want me to help you?
No, I'm being an idiot because this guy's put like 20 troll comments on here. He says South Carolina is terrible 3 times and Kevin Harris is terrible 2x. So he must have something against the young man.
What does he not like about Kevin Harris and comparing him to a Texas A&M running back, which, by the way, Harris was the leading rusher in the SEC this season. Last I checked, Jackpot, didn't Spiller play in the SEC? Didn't that happen?
He did. I'm going to throw this to you for a second. You gave Kevin Harris a little bit of shit because he got a lot of yards against Ole Miss and Vanderbilt. Guess who Texas A&M also played?
Oh, that's right. Well,
hold my motherfucking beer.
Well, let me ask you this. Would you venture to say that Texas A&M has had at this season a better quarterback, better offensive line, better coaches? Would you agree with that?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, if you agree with that, then I'm going to agree with you that what the fuck is this guy talking about? Harris did it on a shit team with a shit line, with shit coaches, with guys that didn't want to fucking be there, and he led the goddamn conference. You're out of your mind, you idiot. Holy shit.
Mr. Boogie says Frank Martin and Muschamp are the same, both hot-headed coaches, and defense ain't worth a damn.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us are getting kind of sick of Frank the Tank down there in Columbia. It's been how many years has he been in Columbia? And, I know we like to talk about the Final Four run a lot, but I mean, save that Final Four run, I don't think we've even been to the dance, have we?
Yeah, you've been. You've been.
No. They've been to the NIT.
I got to look. I don't know for sure.
I don't think we've been other than that.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm not. We ain't got to fight it. Are you 3/4 hot or half hot, Jackpot?
I'm not wanting to fight about it. I'm just saying, I don't think we've been under him other than that year.
Yeah, I think that was your only year, I think. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
I think we made it to the NIT like 2x, but after maybe the year after that, maybe the year before it.
You know what? I hate to be the guy that's defending the South Carolina player here because that's not really my role on this show, but Jordan Bowman had a good point. Spiller was running behind a Joe Moore finalist O-line. Yes, he was. And Tom Brady with a good point. Spiller wouldn't start at South Carolina. Let that sink in. You know what? He's probably right, too. Damn. Lots of stupid tonight, man. Lots of stupid. That's all I got to say on that. Just give the kid his due. He's a good fucking player. I mean, shit. I'd love to see what he'd have done with a good offensive line and not having Will Muschamp's stench on him. Out to the phones we go really quick here. Welcome in to the Rob and Kale Show. Good evening. What's up?
Hey, it's Jerome.
Jerome, what's going on, friend?
What's up, Jeremiah?
What's up, Jackpot? What's up, Rob?
What's up,
good to see Rob the other night.
Yeah, man.
At Callaway's.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't win the trivia.
There was some hot woman that was looking at y'all, though.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, you missed it.
Was it the meth head to the that was sitting across from us?
No, I don't think it was her. I think it was the other, like, the other MILFy lady. She was kind of looking at y'all.
Well, damn. Yeah. That's what happens when you go out with Clipboard Jesus.
Yeah, well, Clipboard G, she may not have been looking. I don't know. I don't know for sure. We'll see.
MILFy. That's a hell of an adjective.
Hey.
You like that? You like that, Jackpot? shit.
But I was going to go ahead and, you know, comment on this Frank Martin thing. Man, I'm over it. I'm over the Frank Martin deal. I mean, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the players he gets or what. It seems like we have talent, you know?
Well, if you look back at that Final Four team, there are three guys on that team that are playing in the NBA. So there's that. I mean, he knows where to go and get talent and what to do with them. But I don't know. You never know, man, in hoops. You know, you could have one guy that could throw off your whole thing or whatever, but it seems like towards the end of every season, South Carolina has – they're worn out, and it's like there's an injury here or something like that that always holds them back. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know, man. Joseph Hall says death's knocking at his door, and he's got to go. Jackpot, are you done?
Am I done?
Are you done with Frank Martin?
I don't know if I'm done with him or not, but Lord, I mean, this is not I got these results in front of us here. 2017 was the last only NCAA appearance for South Carolina under him. The last time South Carolina made the NCAA tournament before this was 2004.
Ugh.
So 13 years, they lost in the round of 64 to Memphis.
Yep.
Prior to that, in 1998, they were seeded number 3 and lost in the round of 64 to Richmond, 62-61. I remember that one. And then the previous year, 1997, they were seeded number 2 and lost in the round of 64. Do you remember that one, Rob? Who did they lose to?
Richmond. Oh, no.
No.
No, Clemson lost to Richmond. They lost to, was it Morehead State?
Coppin State.
Coppin State. It was one of those states. I got it half right.
The previous to that, they went in 1989. That was with George Felton. Lost to NC State in the first round. And then you have to go all the way back to 1974. So, god dang. And then with the NIT appearances, we went to the NIT in 2016. So, the year before the Final Four run, beat High Point in the first round, and then the second round lost to Georgia Tech. And I used to think we owned the NIT. The last time we went before that was in 2009 when we lost to Davidson. I remember that. But then we won two NIT championships in a row. That's like tallest midget. Congratulations. So not a lot of postseason success there under anybody, honestly. So I don't know if it's fair to be ragging on Frank Martin because he can't get back, but he is the coach that comes in with the most history, best resume, most accolades. So you would think that I could do a little bit better than what he's done there.
Yeah, well, I like Coach Martin, but I understand what Jerome's saying here. I mean, there's got to be a breaking point, and, you know, and I have to get past that. Well, it's – just because I like him. And it's just because I think that he molds young men. You got to have the results on the floor, too. And the Gamecocks really haven't had it. What else you got for the program there, Jerome?
Well, that pretty much sums it up. And I was going to say that, you know, it doesn't seem like we can win an SEC game, right, you know, lately. And that's what's really been hurting us. I mean, okay, yeah, you got the non-conference, but we can't even win conference games. So,
it's just shitty.
I mean, I like Frank Martin, but, you know.
Yeah, well, Dawn Staley, she took her girls down to LSU today. They won 65-61. It's their 25th straight conference win. She knows how to win fucking conference games. Just saying.
And that might be unrealistic in men's basketball right now, but, I mean, we're not even – are we even over 500?
I don't think you're over 500.
No, we aren't. We pulled a Coastal Carolina in men's basketball.
Wait, what?
Yeah, and I
– lost to Liberty.
I hate to say it, but it's like – it's uninteresting. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to be a fan, but it's just uninteresting.
Well, you've got the Gamecock women. You've got at least something to go and look at that's good as far as basketball goes. Because they're the best. I mean, they're the best. I think they're the best team in the country. They should have won the national title last year. They were that good.
That girl with the rainbow dreads.
I think they would.
What's that, Jackpot?
The girl with the rainbow dreads. She's badass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's really good. Dreads.
Yeah.
The Clemson women upset. The Clemson women upset some ranked team today. I think it was Wake Forest. Kendall Spray, who is my favorite women's player, she stepped out there and like, oh, they're playing zone, and she can knock down the three, man. I think she hit like an absurd amount of threes. Clemson was up big and had to win in overtime, but we're not going to talk about the Clemson women much, but they won today. Maybe they'll make the tournament. There you go. Coach Butler doing her thing up there. Love some Coach Butler.
Well, hopefully you know, Tanner is such a fucking idiot. You know, hopefully he doesn't mess around and lose Dawn Staley, too. I mean, I could definitely see that happening before he's, you know, run out of town. And he's a hell of a baseball coach, and, you know, we'll always love him for that. But
can we agree that Dawn Staley is the best coach at South Carolina? Can we agree on that?
Oh, hands down.
Okay, because I just want to make sure. And Glenn corrected me. It was Syracuse. That's right. They beat the what do they call them? The Lady Orange? I don't know. Or is it just the Orange? Is it bad to call them the Lady Orange? I'm not trying to be sexist here, but is it they used to call them the Lady Orange. I have no clue. They beat the women's basketball team from Syracuse.
Bitches today. Instead of the Orange Britches. Yeah, Clemson wears orange britches.
We're not going to have any of that. All right, well, Jerome, appreciate you checking in with us, buddy. You got anything else for the show today?
Hey, man, that's all. You guys have a good night.
All right, buddy, we'll see you later on. Jerome Pruitt, friend of the show.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do about another 5 minutes here, and then we're going to get out of here. Because Jackpot's got shit to do, and I have to cut Sportscast for tomorrow to be heard on the South Carolina Radio Network. I know you guys think I'm a jerk, but I actually do some things that are viable, like I actually do sports reports for everybody, which is
he actually
funny.
Does contribute something to society.
Yeah,
every once in a while.
I'm on like a at about I don't know. I think one day out of 10 I contribute something. The rest of the time I'm just a jerk. I'm fine with that. So.
Well, I mean, that's not a bad percentage.
It's not a bad percentage. All right, well, 803-470-2905, 803-470-2905. We've hit our major things tonight. Jackpot, is there – we're going to talk about schedule strength coming up Wednesday. I pitched you an idea. Jed says don't overextend yourself. Jed is an asshole. I love you, Jed. Anyway, we talked about I sent you an idea about possibly watching a classic Royal Rumble. We We might do that and do like reaction from that. That might be fun, right?
Oh, yeah.
That might be fun down the road because, you know, I don't know. I'd like us to do some things that are a little bit different than other people are doing, but that might be kind of cool.
Spartacus, the bringer of rain, says, did South Carolina win or almost win the Equestrian National title a few years ago? I think they did win it, right?
I think they won. They were really good. All right, here we go. Out to the phones. Final call of the evening. Good evening. Welcome to the Rob and Kale Show.
Hello.
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 Hello. Who's this?
Who are you?
Who are you?
My name's Gunther.
Gunther. All right. If you don't have anything for the program, I'm going to boot you. Do you have something you want to talk about or not?
Please don't boot me.
All right. What do you got for the
show? What?
What do you have for the show, sir?
What?
All right. We're going to boot
Shit or get off the pot.
Exactly. All right. There you go. Get rid of that guy.
Good Lord.
That's the way to do it. Tell him to shit or get off the pot, jackpot. That's funny. Good stuff there.
I mean, a tennis natty. What did they win? Did they win a championship? And was it bass fishing or something?
It was bass fishing. Bass fishing. Yeah. So Kingslayer says Royal Rumble is the best WWE pay-per-view and it's not even close. So there's that. I have no clue what that was. So
besides the Royal Rumble match, they had some good matches just on the Royal Rumble cards over the years.
They did.
Yeah. Remember the match when The Rock wrestled Mankind? And he handcuffed him and hit him with the chair like 20 times. That was at a Royal Rumble.
Lisa wants the repeat on the Tony Elliott story. According to several sources, Tony Elliott hasn't even been contacted by Tennessee. So as of 10 o'clock tonight. Now, things may change, but there you go. So we might do that for a show. I don't know. I asked Jackpot. I thought about doing the Royal Rumble next week, but I don't know. Like, you know, he doesn't like the new product, and I kind of agree with him. They're kind of shitheads. Andre asked if I'm okay. Yes, I'm upset, but I'm fine. I'm not going to break anything because the Packers lost. I'm not going to do it. All right. Well, there you go with that. All right, Jackpot. I think we've had a good show, man. You got anything else you want to contribute?
No, I don't. thank you all for coming, joining us late. I don't know. It's kind of, I mean, past some folks' bedtime, but, I feel like, you know, if you'll join us later, I mean, that just shows how much of a fan you really are. So I appreciate it.
I do too. I appreciate everybody that, joins us tonight. And then, you guys, be sure to check out The Daily Show on Fox Sports Radio every Monday through Friday from 3 to 4. I've got good guests coming on this week. I'm going to have Mike Mooneyham on from the Post and Courier, you wrestling fans. He's one of the best wrestling writers on the planet. So you know old Mike Mooneyham, don't you, Cale?
Yeah, you think he's better than Dave Meltzer?
Yes, because Mike Mooneyham deals in facts.
Brandon Coon said Mick Foley was abused terribly in the King of the Ring 98 match. Yeah, well, I mean, he volunteered to do all that.
Good point. All right, well, with that, thanks for checking out the show, and we will see you guys tomorrow.